This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee voted to send articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump to the full House. AP's Ben Thomas with details.
It started a long time ago, probably before I came down the escalator.
President Trump claims Democrats have been trying to set him up for impeachment for years, but he says it's backfiring.
The polls have gone through the roof for Trump. Because people, especially with independent voters, and especially in swing states, I could show you numbers that nobody has ever seen numbers like this before.
Count Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal among those not buying it.
We're going to win the election if Donald Trump is running.
The Washington Democrat says it's not just impeachment charges, but disrespectful behavior and cruel policies that she predicts will do him in.
Those policy differences are for the election. If he ends up running, I believe we'll win.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, President Trump says the U.S. has reached an initial trade deal with China that will allow him to cancel plans to impose new tariffs on $160 billion worth of Chinese imports.
To me, it's not complicated, but that's what I do. It's a phenomenal deal. The tariffs will largely remain at 25% on $250 billion, and we'll use them for future negotiations on the Phase 2 deal.
As part of the agreement, a Chinese official said the country will increase imports of American agricultural, energy, and pharmaceutical products. Mr. Trump said agricultural purchases alone will total $50 billion pretty soon. The deal is expected to be signed in the first week of January in Washington between U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and the Chinese Deputy Premier. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Friday after specialists recovered six bodies from White Island, where a volcano erupted earlier this week, the mission about returning the bodies to their loved ones is paramount. Doctors also continue.